Hammer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, praise, and worship, and everything in of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah Elohim, El, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Yahuwah Sali, Ume Zutati, Ume Fosi, Ali, Duri, Ekasebo. Yahuwah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my El, my rock in whom I shall find refuge.
Hallelujah. And there's only one place we're going to find refuge in these days and times. We're not going to save our own flesh by trying to save our own lives. That's our big problem, because we've rejected his Torah, his right rulings, his laws, his ways. So all the earth is testifying against us, and so are the heavens, as the fears. As the fear is mounting and being built upon this earth by the enemy of our Abba, the enemy of our people, the enemy of our own very hearts and souls, and that's by Satan. And he is the author of confusion on this planet. Our Abba is not the author of confusion, and our Abba did not give us a spirit of fear. And the only way to eliminate that fear is to get our heart matters under control and get them worked out between one another and any issues. Because if you are not, you can't just walk away and go to another congregation or to another mall or grocery store selection of religions or ideas once all the evil that is being manifest on this earth actually comes down upon the people and the hammer begins to fall with billions dying. And one of these days you're not going to have a choice to be able to go someplace else. You're going to have to stick with the people that you are around. You're going to have to deal with your heart issues and your heart matters, or your heart is going to fail you and you're going to die because of your own foolishness and your dreams that you have about our Abba, your relationship with him, and who you are and what you're up to and where you're headed and where you're going.
That's right. And so if you want to contact us.
That's a pretty heavy start, because there is a lot of things out there that's very heavy right now. And the Illuminati mass controlled media is pressing the Ebola stories full bore, full blast across the globe. And of course, it's America, 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 as if America is the only nation on the planet. But America must be very afraid of Ebola. And it is the largest supposed outbreak across Africa ever, with it jumping borders and threats of American doctors. They put that in to make sure to link it back to America.
And they've actually flown
in the media
an infected doctor into America and into Europe. So
Germans are bringing patients to Germany.
They've agreed to do that.
The UK is doing the same thing, supposedly with their special
let's just spread it everywhere.
Military, quarantine force and all this and that. To get UK citizens out of there, while at the same time CDC in the United States is releasing warnings against, being very cautious with airline travel and things like that. They are going to shut down the borders. You've been demanding that the borders be shut down. Well, there's coming a day real quick with the plagues. They're going to be released. It's the only way that they can sacrifice this nation, the United States of America, and get the guns out of the people's hands, because their brains and their souls are so soft and knowing nothing about what's really actually going on, who rules them, and they are satanic and they have a plan to reorganize the world. They are accomplishing it with great speed at this moment in time, because most of the world is diluted in our own paradigms and ways.
And so basically the alien invasion is bringing in plague, and then they're going to just go ahead and ship it and transport it via the airlines all across the entire globe. But of course, that is not what's important here. What's important is that
they can release any plague they want.
Yeah, that's right. You stay on your iPhones. You stay with your TV programming. You stay in your schools. You keep eating the GMOs. You keep going to the grocery store.
Drinking the fluoride.
Yeah, that's right. You just keep on doing what you're doing.
Stay in the prison system.
And just get ready to give up all of your freedoms because of the fear of your life ending with this Ebola plague, which they are bringing in.
That's right. That's right. So you got it. You got an alien invasion coming up in the United States of America. They're taking this country down. The war is on. The war is already on with Russia with an economic and Cold War situation that they set up, and they were programmed us for over many years that was going to return. So they got these airlines that are dropping out of the sky. You remember the movie Skyfall that was so associated with the 2012 Olympics with the Queen Bee Satanist herself, the Queen of England, supposedly jumping out of the airplane with her? Well, you know, Skyfall, where we got planes dropping out of the skies everywhere. And then you got this stuff going on in Gaza and Israel. It's all a part of the predictive programming, Mishpachat, to be able to realign the world and to fulfill the prophecies that are written in the book of Revelation and also the Judaic prophecies and the Islamic prophecies so they can get us all in one big conflagration with one another until, as Albert Pike wrote, like with Christianity, the many deistic spirits are... I'm paraphrasing, or no more in Christianity. And what you don't know in Christianity is, yes, you are worshiping Satan through Christianity and the times and seasons that were given to you by the worthless and vain things of our forefathers. All of the feast days and festivals of Christianity are determined by these same Satanist sorcerer kings that killed us, 28 to 82 million of us during the Dark Ages, and gave us what we have today. Our people ran from Europe to get over here to this country, which used to be a bastion of what purity there was in Christianity at the time, which was much more so than now. People held more to the Torah. A Christmas tree wasn't even legal in this country until 150 years ago. So if you are way behind the times in the understanding of what you need to be doing in preparation for the things that are coming to pass on this earth, if you are not digging in the truth to find out where you got the religion that you have today, no matter what religion you are sitting in of man, because this is all to crush the people of the earth, to make everybody's face go into the carpet with snot coming out their nose, and humbleness, even if you don't retain your flesh. Remember, this is all about making Teshuvah back to Abba and Him showing us His power and might across the earth as the result of our own curses and sins we've heaped upon ourselves because we continue to break His Torah in the heart. We do not turn it into ourselves and look inside and question who we are and what we're up to on a 24/7 basis. And if we're trying to take from people, if we're trying to manipulate people and learn how we do that on a daily basis, we all do it.
And the true incarnation of Abba on earth today is within us when we show compassion and mercy towards each other with boundaries. It cannot be a free-for-all love fest. There has to be the boundaries. And it cannot be some kind of Nazi totalitarian state. It's got to be with mercy and compassion. And that is the true representation of Abba here on earth today. And we're so far. He says in the end times that love will grow cold, that the love for men one upon another will grow cold. And blessed are those who endure in love. And to love today is an act of endurance. It's very hard because there is so much wickedness and evil and broken hearts. Which create this chaos going on around us. And so what I'm going to read now is I'm going to read one of the...
Environmental witnesses.
And it's more than environmental, you know, guys. It can be... These people are witnessing in their churches, in their families, in their communities. What we're witnessing, we're looking for change. You know, what have you seen that's different? Where have you come from? Where have we come from? And where are we going? What's going on around us in our lives that has changed? And so, you know, when I read this, you guys will see that there are changes. This isn't this is not what we once thought America was or what we once thought the world was. It is not the basic foundations of the Christian faith and of the Hebrew faith, of the Ten Commandments. That doesn't exist anymore. People aren't living that way anymore. And our culture is screaming this loudly to us that there are only a few remaining people who are holding tight to those truths.
So, and it's going mad.
Yes,
we just read Deuteronomy yesterday about how all the curses that he would bring upon us when our peoples were standing on the two mountains, the mountain of blessing, the mountain of cursing. Well, there was about a dozen or so or less blessings to be written on stone on the mountain of blessing. On the mountain of cursing, there's all these curses which took up most of the reading that we read yesterday.
Well, as a matter of fact,
goes on for many, many verses.
It starts with cursing, then it goes to blessing, and it ends with cursing. And so literally the curses are the chet. The Hebrew Aleph Bet, the letter Het, the boundaries. The curses are the boundaries for the blessings. So if you go outside those boundaries, you get the curses. If you stay inside the boundaries of what Torah is, of what Abba created, then you get the blessings.
Through and so the what way are we Yeshua witnessing? Walked them out. By taking care of the heart matters.
And so what are we witnessing all around us from the heavens to the earth? We are witnessing the judgment against us. That means we are walking in the curses. And they're just developing everywhere.
No one believes it. What you've got is, especially in Churchianity today, you've got lots of preachers heaping people together to tickle their ears because they only want to hear the dozen or so verses out of hundreds of verses in this section of Deuteronomy here.
It's a false paradigm.
Yes, about what will happen to you and what you should be doing. And Scripture warns us, it is the simple that go on and perish. And the wise
hide themselves for a while the indignation passes.
Because what we are getting is, curses the man who makes a carved or molded image or an abomination to Yahuwah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Hallelujah. I won't say amen because that actually is a root word that goes back to Amun-Ra. Cursed is he who makes light of his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who misleads the blind in the way. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who twists the right ruling of the stranger, the fatherless and widow. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who lies with any beast. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, Alleluia. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to strike an innocent being, and all the people shall say, Alleluia.
Oh, that's an assassin. That's just described an assassin.
It's glorified in the movies
today. That's right. All the movies today are making that look so sexy and wonderful, and it's absolutely abomination and curse.
Mm-hmm. It's the spirit of the Amalekites, the Hyksos, that came into Egypt after the Exodus, and Saul defeated him at the time when he became king. Cursed is he who does not establish the words of this Torah, and all the people shall say, Alleluia. So, and then it goes on and on for the next chapter plus of how these curses will manifest throughout the people. And you're talking about groping in darkness and boils that are coming upon people and tumors and scabs, and your carcasses shall be food for all the birds. And he'll cause an enemy to come from a great enemy that we've never known before, speaking a foreign tongue, to devour us and destroy us. And he'll make our rain. Yahuwah makes the rain of your land powder and dust from the heavens. It comes down on you until you are destroyed. And your heavens, which are over you, your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you, shall be iron. He will strike us with wasting disease and inflammation, with burning and with extreme heat and with the sword and with blight and with mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish. He'll make a plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess.
And those that are tender among you, who are kind and loving, tender-hearted, you're going to actually turn and hate. Your eye will be evil towards your family to the point of eating your child, having a baby and eating it and nobody knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll keep it for yourself. I mean, that is just the utmost of degradation that one can fall to.
We don't just have the threat of Ebola today. We've got the alien invasion of 300,000 a month. It looks like the government's going to make it go up to 1 million. They've got all kinds of diseases that are coming across the border. They don't have to go through any of the immigration services that anyone else does. TSA gives them a pass. They don't get felt up like you do at airports. This is prisoner training program for you. And when they are going to shut down your ability to leave or move about this country altogether very soon. We got Fukushima that's destroying all the wildlife and the fish in the Pacific Ocean. We just read an article recently that 95% of all bluefin tuna are gone from the Pacific Ocean.
Mexico has outlawed fishing it, and the United States is considering doing the same.
And Yahuwah, this is what's happening now, and I believe this ties in with what Tamara's fiction to read is a witness to you guys. From one of our Mishpachai out there. Yahuwah shall strike you with madness and blindness and bewilderment of heart, and you shall be groping at noon as a blind man gropes in darkness and not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and plundered all the days with no one to save you. And then it goes on. Your wife will be with another man, and your house that you build, and your gardens, and all this.
Your children,
all these divorces going on. Your children taken away from you, and another man shall eat off your fields and live in your own house that you built. All the curses are happening, Mishpachah. So, you know, I could keep going on and just fire and damnation. But it's not. There is hope that if you just do what Abba told us to do, which he, the whole point of this section of Deuteronomy is to remind us over and over and over and over again, keep the heart ways of the Torah as Yeshua Messiah kept it. We'd forgotten over the centuries, and Yeshua had to come to reinstitute it. He destroyed all the pagan pantheon religions of that time when he came into this world as the light, and then he left, and then the darkness quickly began to overcome us and overtake us once again. They, but since all their pagan pantheon was destroyed, they had to become the wolves in sheep clothing. So they first became the universal church, the Catholic Church, which was very different in its beginnings than it is today. It kept the feast days of Yah. It still kept the Sabbath that they understood at the time. And then it wasn't until Constantine later on at the Nicene Council that he took away the keeping of the Shabbat from our people and the feast days, and more so later on down the road, calling us as if it's a bad thing to be called a Jew, you don't want to be like the Jews. Well, no, you don't want to be like the Kabbalistic Jews, the Zionist Kabbalistic Satanic Jews that are the same as the Northern Ten Tribe Israel kings and queens of Europe. They are in one league. They orchestrate everything that's going on this planet, and they are inundating you with as much fear as possible. Our Abba does not produce fear. All the news stories you see in your 90% controlled media is not, they are confusion and they are fear. And they're double-minded as well. If you had any sense and you were to research history and what's actually going on in the world and search out things for yourself rather than just running on to your next thing that you want to do because you want to avoid things in life because you just want to believe that Jesus has got you covered. Well, he doesn't, and it takes work to have shalom. We have to be engaged. We have to take the authority and responsibility to root out the chaos. That is what shalom means. It's a verb. It's an action word, mishpachah.
That's right. Okay, so shall I go on to the witnesses?
Yes, please. So.
Okay, so one brother wrote about flies, told us about flies and how slow the flies are, and that they, you know, actually can catch them. You can kill them. You can smack them on your hands. They're, you know, just not moving at all. And so that was one. And then also the
hills. We've seen that here. I mean, Alabama just had its lowest temperature record reading ever for this month in July. It's 49 degrees for a high down there. And then we've got here in Colorado, we've been under 5 days of what winter-like fall, just hanging clouds and rain.
Very unusual.
And we're at the end of July. Now it's the 1st of August. It's supposed to be the dog days of summer, Mishpachah. And while the Pacific Northwest of the United States is getting no rain, they should be inundated with rain.
And fires are
raging. Fires are raging everywhere. In California, they're talking about, there's articles again that they're talking about people are going to have to migrate out of that state because of the drought. And that is very true, Mishpachah. That is going to happen.
Well, and even here where we are, the trees are brown. At the higher elevations, you don't have green anymore. You have brown. And these are not the monsoon rains.
Now,
this is not monsoon.
Regular pattern. This is stuff that's coming up from the Gulf with a massive cold front that has pushed down from all the way up into the from the Arctic from Canada down in all the way down in the southern states of the United States.
Yeah. So even though people are around here are being tricked into believing that these are monsoonal rains, they are not. They are not coming from the places that they're supposed to be coming from. It's a completely different pattern.
And what was going on down under with our Mishpachah down under?
They have 140 kilometer winds. There's
the day
trees
before
down,
that.
And
day
right before.
Before
this giant storm that's hitting them was hot, so hot and sunny they were in t-shirts.
And shorts.
And
it's supposed
it
to be
so hot.
You know, it's middle of winter for them down there, Mishpachah. When you get in the middle of the summer here, they're supposed to be in dead winter down there. And they also had a red sea tide come on, and their beaches were closed in Sydney. And also this past week, we had a whole river turning red in China. And that relates again back to Velikovsky that we've been talking with you about. And
the world's in collision,
one of the first signs of the destroyer, what we would consider the destroyer in all the ancients.
Abaddon in Hebrew.
Nibiru. It's been called all kinds
Apollyon
of different.
Apollyon
in Greek. all kinds of different names, but one of the first things that begin to occur, the signs that begin to occur, is you see the waters turning red over the earth. Yep. Oh, yeah, and then also you got a weird anomaly up in Siberia this past week with these giant holes that exploded out of the earth and just opened up these giant craters up in Siberia.
More just happened.
Yeah, and then a couple more have just happened. So, and people are arguing over gas pockets and aliens and all this kind of stuff. Again, authors of confusion. Okay, back to the
testimony. Okay, so let's read this testimony. This is from Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. Grand Prairie is a small city, 55,000 or so, in the middle of nowhere, with lots of chemtrails in northern Alberta. We have a very, very robust economy and are experiencing another economic boom, mainly from all the oil and gas exploration. Vacancy rates are near 0% and housing costs are ridiculous. Spiritually, there are only a tiny handful of Hebrew Torah-aware believers, but it's always in our prayers for the rest to wake up. The last time I was in a church here was 5 years ago. I went to one of the largest churches, a sister church to Rick Warren's, for their women's annual spring gathering. Some of my family attended, including my mother, who was one of the models for the fashion show. The evening, surprisingly, included a few vulgar comments. My mom's dress was so incredibly tight, they were joking as to how she could get out of it. The evening also included professionals who fit and measure women for their undergarments. No lie, the pastor's wife appeared on stage in only her pants and bra as another model to be measured. The evening concluded with my cousin performing a monologue as an old woman who had gone on a vacation with her friend and ended up at a beach for nudists. I kid you not. And by the way, the pastor has his own show on the local Christian radio station. So much for the cleanliness of our houses of God.
Yeah.
You know, absolute immodesty.
Absolutely. It's the madness that's striking people. Everything is being turned upside down. It's the religion of theosophy. And the Wizard of Oz movie is a really good example of that. And on Diligent Citizen, go to Diligent Citizen and you can look at the breakdown of the Wizard of Oz and you can understand the one world religion and how it's being put together. And you can understand how it's going to go into Noahide laws. And the Noahide laws, we've already talked about those quite a bit. They're being pressed through the UN. And then there's also been a new replica of Solomon's Temple built for evangelicals and all peoples of the world. So you can just mix mash all religions together and we just be one together. That is Theosophy. How do you say it?
Theosophy?
Theosophy. That's thank right. you very okay. much, Mama. And what I was going to get at is that Tamara's aunt, who is an American New York Jew, goes to synagogue, and what do they do for Mardi Gras season?
She's reformed, yeah. They call them rebellious ones.
Conservative, reformed.
They dress as whores, and they eat shellfish and pork. So
there you go.
I talk about being upside down. Okay, I got to continue on this before the show ends. I don't have a vegetable garden this year, but have lots of flowers and trees. We've had nice weather this summer, though not much rain. But even though I water daily, nothing grows like it should. It seems that stuff only really grows if you use a ton of fertilizer. It's as though the soil here has lost its ability to retain moisture. Again, that's bearing witness to what's happening in Arizona.
And Belikovsky's.
My non-gardening husband has also noticed. We wonder if this can be attributed to all the chemicals in the air and water. I noticed this as well with other people's vegetation. I've also noticed that the sun doesn't move like it should. It just doesn't seem right. I'm positive it doesn't rise as east as it used to. Does that make any sense? You talked about burning from the sun. I've noticed similar, but more with tanning. I only have to be outside for a short period of time before I have a nice brown tan. I'm very fair. I've never tanned this quickly before. Since we are booming economically, the greed here is amazing. We're currently in the middle of some home renovations. We've done this before and never seen the likes of what we do now. An example, we want to repave our driveway with asphalt. Our driveway's not huge. You could park about 4 cars. The first quote was for $13,000. Cough, cough. We then had the owner of the company come by and have a look. He stood there and told us it would be about $3,000, but then sent us a quote on paper for $6,800. The goal seems to be to get as much as you can when you can.
Take. The hearts of men.
There's a serious labor shortage here. So many businesses rely on foreign workers, which of course they take advantage of. Now, a new bill has been passed that will stop foreign workers from overextending their permits and will force them to go back home. Many business owners are saying that this is going to force them out of business. The politician that introduced and pushed for this was also at the last Bilderberger meeting. I saw a picture of him there. They are going to have to take Alberta down. It's just a matter of time. And so that's...
They're destroying all economies of the world to collapse us into one economic union, one world order with 10 kings that will give their power unto one.
Yeah.
They're going to fulfill the book, the prophecies of the book of Revelation. And they're also going to fulfill the prophecies of Islam and Judaism while we fight the tar out of each other.
All in a way that you believe the strong delusion.
That's right. And just,
oh, wait, Woman Thief, you want to contact us. ParadigmShift@hisplan.net. You can request the newsletter and you can also send us your observations and questions and whatever. That's the way to contact us. ParadigmShift@hisplan.net.
Please keep sending your witnesses and keep looking up everything, Mishpachah. Your life, your heart, your soul depends upon it. Hallelujah.
Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.